Well, howdy, chums, and welcome to another week of uplifting programs. Tonight we have two sessions for you. We've got a new one from Penetration. Is it new? Well, reasonably new, and one from the Tom Robinson Band. But also, and perhaps most importantly, Penetration and the Tom Robinson Band will forgive me for saying so, we have side one of the Undertones album. Side two on tomorrow night's program. Is it a candidate for album of the year already, halfway through or towards the end of April? Well, I would say it probably is. We start the program, though, with Penetration and Danger Signs. Penetration to start tonight's program, and that's Danger Signs. And Giovanni Dodomo, who writes for Sounds and occasionally other places besides, and of course is a member of that celebrated combo, the Snivelling Brothers, is a man I love as a brother. Well, bit of an exaggeration, but an amiable youth. But he doesn't seem to like Penetration, judging by his singles reviews in this week's paper. Neither does he like the Undertones, so I think we can probably press on securing the knowledge that Giovanni Dodomo isn't listening, because this is track one, side one of the Undertones album. Thank you. you here, and a 15-story block of flats. Those are the Undertones from their debut LP on Star Records, and that's Family Entertainment. There are seven tracks on side one of the album, that's the first of them, and the remaining six you'll get in two blocks of three throughout the rest of the programme. The Tom Robinson Band, first from them, All Right, All Night. All of the tunes you're going to hear tonight from the Tom Robinson Band are included in a different form, of course, on the LP TRB2. That was All Right, All Night, the album. The session produced by Tony Whislin, who's the man responsible for bringing you the Tommy Barnes programme. Well, responsible for bringing it to someone. These are the members from the LP at the Chelsea Nightclub, Electricity and Sally. Thank you. members from the LP at the Chelsea nightclub, Electricity and Sally. And doubtless most of you know Junior Mervyn as the man who made the original record of Police and Thieves. He's got a new single out on Heavy Duty called Cool Out Sun. Record produced by Joe Gibbs and Errol T. That's Junior Mervyn, a pre on Heavy Duty, and that's called Cool Out Sun. While we wait for the new David Bowie LP and have the new David Bowie single, which I played you on Thursday night's programme, here's an oldie to keep you ticking over.
Oh,
David Bowie, of course, from the LP Station to Station and TVC 15. And after that, this is a geographical comment and not a political one. Berlin Wall.
Radio Free Europe, the burning dawn. Communication, you know they get it wrong. I got a feeling it ain't gonna be too long. I'm gonna tear down the Berlin Wall. I'm gonna tear down the Berlin Wall. Well, words mean nothing for the truth is standing tall.
Lads, but I don't think you'll make it. That's the SOB band, as they're called on the record, or the Sons of the Blues, as they're called on the sleeve, and that's on the LP Living Chicago Blues Volume 3 on Sonnet, Berlin Wall. Another strange record on Z, this one's by the Oral Exciters, and it's called Spooks in Space.
Mama said every day that but
I'm
Kooky lot indeed. The Oral Exciters on that's AURAL incidentally on Z Records, that's ZE, and that's called Spooks in Space, SPACE. The Tom Robinson Band and Law and Order.
Well, I'm six foot nothing, I'm lost alone, boy, with my coat 45 foot 17 stone, I'm not six foot high. And a clean up trouble with my little sister. Law and order, trouble and a bulletproof vest. Law and order, I'm a trouble street king of the west. Well, I cleaned up the commies and the long hair bums or the tiny beard red Indian scum. Cleaned out the liquor with women and dogs, with the uppity niggers on the end of a rope. Law and order, trouble and a fool of two beds. Law and order, I'm the trouble street king of the west. My mommy held up a weird party, and I knew when I was a boy, I headed out west. Now I put up my feet to get plenty of rest, cause I've done my duty and I'm proud I guess. But I know Bruce Malan never settled for less. Now the town's so damn clean there ain't nobody left. Law and order, trouble and a bulletproof vest. Law and order, I'm the troublesome king of the west. Law and order, trouble and a bulletproof vest. I'm the conflict in my bulletproof.
Can't I be? That's the Tom Robinson Band and Law and Order. And hold on a second. Richard DeCoste, was that playing the piano? Ian Parker. The rest of the band, Preston Harmon, drums and percussion. Ian also does some backing vocals too, and lead vocals on Law and Order, which is the one you just heard. Danny Custo on guitar and backing vocals, and Tom Robinson, of course, on bass and lead vocals, generally speaking, except not on that one, of course. And these are Fashion. Between that and Weekend Television, I think he's doing the right thing. That's Fashion, Fashion Music Records, and Steady Eddie Steady. This is Thin Lizzy from the LP Black Rose, S&M. What can it be about?
You no more. He beat like a drum. It could lead to something dangerously wicked. To hold your lover helpless. It leads to something cruel and less. You like to be snappy and cheeky. Sleazy and blingy. Leave them with a shout. Fight back and stretch out.
Paul might have been tacky and kinky himself, but really haven't got the figure for it when facts have to be faced. That's Thin Lizzy from the LP Black Rose, and that's called S&M. Never buy my underclothes anywhere else. And this next is for Flo and Pete in High Point Prison, and it's from Sue, Malcolm, Sarah and Annette. Not just one tune by the Undertones, but three, starting with Girls Don't Like It.
Thank you.
This is the kind of record which I take with me everywhere I go, just in case somebody wants to hear it. The Undertones from their debut LP, and three more tracks later in the programme. As I said, and the three you had there were The Girls Don't Like It, Male Model, and I Gotta Get Her. And I hope that Flo and Pete in High Point Prison were listening to that and enjoyed it well enough. These are Rudy on Good Vibrations Records, the people who originally brought us The Undertones, of course, and Overcome by Fumes. Rudy, more accurately, Rudy, and from Good Vibrations Records, Overcome by Fumes, and there's a new single due from the band shortly. I'm advised by several people who've written to me from Belfast, and they say it's very fine indeed. So obviously there's still a lot going on in Belfast, which is a good thing. And I have in the past couple of weeks bemoaned the fact that there seems to be very little happening in Liverpool, while there's a great deal going on in Manchester. There are, for example, two compilation LPs of Manchester bands coming out shortly, one on Object Records and the other on TJM, and both of them, as you'll hear in subsequent programmes, with stuff on there of real merit. So I was pleased to get one, it's not really a fanzine actually, because I mean that seems to in a sense limit what it does, but a new magazine from the Merseyside area called Burning Issues, number one as far as I can tell, and well worth reading I would say if you can track a copy of that down. I was even more pleased to read about the formation of the Merseyside Musicians Collective. which is an organisation organising regular weekly gigs in a Merseyside circuit, opening new venues and working in youth clubs and community centres in areas starved of live music like Skelmersdown, Kirby, Runcorn, Birkenhead, Halewood and Speke, and that starts in June. A lot of other good things, and there's 10 bands involved so far, and hopefully more in the future, and I'll try and let you know about any gigs they have coming up in the Merseyside area. And then obviously strange things happening in Lincoln as well. What do you think of the canteen, lads?
We're not going here again, John.
Those are the pseudo existers from the Lincoln area on Dead Good Records, an EP, and that was called Coming Up for Air. And the reviews, and there haven't been many of them that I've seen, but the reviews that I have seen of that have been rather less than kind to the band on two counts. One, their name, which I must confess I do tend to sympathise with. I mean, the pseudo existers is not a great name by any means, but they've also been criticised for being primitive, as though being primitive was somehow dishonourable. Well, it wasn't last year, so I don't see why it should be this. These are Penetration, and this is Coming Up for Air. Two songs in a row called Coming Up for Air. This must be some sort of a record, I should say. That was Penetration, of course. And if you're listening to Andy Peebles' programme earlier on tonight, you'll have heard him play the new single from Ian Hunter from the LP You're Never Alone with a Schizophrenic, which is almost a funny title, but not quite. I mean, I think if they'd changed one or two words, it would have made rather more sense. But no matter. The single's When the Daylight Comes, and from the second side of the album, this is Life After Death, Ian Hunter. Hunter, and from the LP You're Never Alone with a Schizophrenic, or is it Phrenic? Anyway, you know what I mean. That's Life After Death, which involves, amongst other people, Mick Ronson. I must admit, people seem to be very sharply divided on the subject of Ian Hunter. I mean, some people regard him as being a sort of guru, and others as being a bit of a twerp. As far as I'm concerned, he lies somewhere in between. I mean, I went drinking with him in Kilburn once and revised a lot of my opinions about him, although he can, I will admit, be a terrible smart aleck. Anyway, there's some good stuff on this LP, and I shall play you more tracks from it. These are The Wall and New Way.
What?
Small Wonder Records recording artist, and that's called New Way. Another from the Tom Robinson Band, and another that you'll probably know. This is Blue Murder. Well, I must confess to never having been exactly entirely happy with that song, but there you are. Tom recorded it for us, and we broadcast it. Tom Robinson Band, and that's called Blue Murder, and the band currently touring the United States, having just completed a nationwide tour here, which some of you probably saw. Here's a Misty, and See Them Have Come. Thank you. Misty on People Unite Records at 12 inch, as you might imagine. That's called See Them Have Come, and very fine it is too, in my estimation. And a session from the band coming up shortly, hopefully. Three more from The Undertones from their debut LP, the last three tracks on side one, starting with Wrong Way.
Here comes the summer.
there's a small note on the copy of the LP that I've got, which is just an early pressing, which says next single. Now, whether that actually means anything, or I'll let the cat out of the bag and somebody will phone up tomorrow and say, what'd you say that for? Anyway, it's The Undertones, three tracks on the LP, and we're playing side two on tomorrow night's programme, I think. The titles were Wrong Way, Jump Boys, and Here Comes the Summer. And these are The Cure. Their album's called Three Imaginary Boys, actually, it turns out. I didn't know that, but Brian's obviously been doing a little sleuthing and has come up with the title because we've just got, a white label and early pressing without any information on it, apart from the one and the two, to tell you which side of the record you're listening to. And this is Objects, probably. Me in the bath. Those are Cure from the LP Three Imaginary Boys and Object. Robert Broberg, and this is a single. I pledged you this from the LP a long, long time ago. It was a Swedish LP or something, I think. It's now been issued in this country, or the single has anyway, by Spartan Records. I Want to Be a Machine.
I Want to Be a Machine.
I told them, Bob.
With no human feeling. It would be easier, I mean, if I could be a machine instead of a human being. Switch on, switch off, switch here and there. Switch over to another channel. Press a button here, press a button there. Directed from a faceless panel. I wanna be a machine, strong and clean, with no human. It would be easier, I mean, if I could be a machine instead of a human being. Switch on, switch off, switch here and there. Switch over to channel two. Press a button here, press a button there. Are you ready? Get it to go.
Over. Go. Over. Don't. Over. No. Over. Oh. Switch on. Switch off. Switch here and there. Switch over to another line. There's a button here. There's a button there. It worked. Unbelievable. Fine. I wanna be a machine. Strong and clean. With no heat. It would be easier on me if I could be a machine. Still a human being. I wanna be a machine, strong and clean, with no need feeling. It would be easier on me if I could be a machine.
And that's Robert Broberg on that's on clear vinyl too, which probably explains why it's a bit scratchy on Spartan Records, and I Want to Be a Machine. And over the weekend, I opened a letter from Dick Witts of the band Passage to tell me that the song Slip Machine, which he wrote, which is on their EP on Object Records, was an indictment of lecherous old men with unwholesome cravings for 15-year-old girls. But despite that, I shall play it again.
I like your disguise, the heavy metal fatigues, with my coin in your handle, we give and take the same needs. It's a pleasure to pay you, but I'm a finger and thumbs. It's too hard to figure out that you're a job or a passion. Because they're at hand, there's a certain attraction in the loyal routine of self-service action. It gives us some hope of a steady affair. This reliable ration. So that's why you were built just like a dog or a woman. There was something to give you. We're taught to pay what we love. It's fitting with money, but it's better in goods. Because you are what you have. And you've a one-track mind. To cope with constant production. Quantity and not time. There must be an end to reaction. You're a center of power. You scatter the game.
Not necessary.
To take some sense of the past.
It's not necessary.
Turning in the nick of time.
I'm not going to get it.
The rigid fiction is fact.
It's not necessary.
A rigid life is out of order.
And I'll start playing that to you maybe tomorrow, who can say? Shortly, anyway. The Tom Robinson Band, and this is Black Angel.
He
Robinson Combo, and that's Black Angel, and that again on the LP TRB2 in a slightly amended form. This seems like a curiously, ironically appropriate track to play tonight. Linton Kwesi Johnson from the LP Forces of Victory, Fight Them Back.
Thank you.
Fight Them Back, Linton Kwesi Johnson on Island Records from the LP Forces of Victory. And time to squeeze an extra record, although you don't know it's an extra record, so I don't know why I mentioned it, but I seem to have made up some time on the scheduled programme, so time for a new single from Punishment of Luxury, and this is Engine of Excess on United Artists this time. Second single from Punishment of Luxury, and it's called Engine of Excess on United Artists Records. And on the reverse of it, a thing called Jellyfish. I don't know why I mentioned that either, really, just filling in time. Lowell George from the LP Thanks, I'll Eat It Here. This is 20 Million Things.
I found out quick. it comes from moment to moment, day to day. I've got 20 million things to do, 20 million things. All I can do.
Thank you very much, Lowell George, and from the album Thanks, I'll Leave It Here. That's 20 Million Things, and this is the tunes, or these are the... No, this is the tunes, isn't it? That's, I can never remember which it is, and people are always writing, saying, no, you ought to say this is instead of these are, or is it, you should say these are instead of this is. Anyway, the tunes, and this is from their EP, Truth, Justice and the Mancunian Way, and it's called Headlights, and I have to fade it in.
Thank you.
More Manchester music, I'm afraid. Those are the tunes on Rhesus Records, a 12-inch EP, and that was called Headlights. And there's on the back of this, on the sleeve, and on the front of it, there's a Ray Lowry cartoon. On the back, amongst other things, an address that you can write to if you wish to write to the tunes. Or even more attractively, a couple of phone numbers you can phone if you want to speak to them. And that contrasts nicely with a note which I spotted on the back of the Robert Fripp LP, which I was listening to today and not enjoying a great deal in passing, saying, and I quote from memory, this Fripp doesn't enter into correspondence. And then underneath that is given the address of his management company in New York, in case you're absolutely desperate to write to him. Well, I shouldn't bother. Write to the tunes instead. These are the Mini Pops. In the peanut, in the mess, on the board, in the table, watching the house. Mini Pops, Curious Dutch Persons, and from the Florex label, that's Footsteps. And to end tonight's programme, Penetration and Last Saving Grace. welcome back as soon as you like, chums. There's a penetration and last saving grace to end tonight's programme, on which you heard, in addition to penetration, the Tom Robinson Band. Had you spotted that?